News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So going to the phones right now, I'm pleased to have Craig Monger, who is one of the reporters at 1819 News. So I told you a moment ago there was this tragic church shooting last night in Vestavia Hills. One of the first out the gate with the breaking news story was 1819. Craig Monger wrote the story, and I thought, you know what? There's been plenty of updates. I understand they've identified the shooter and the deceased, and I thought it'd be good to get somebody on who can give some background commentary. So without any further ado, hey, Craig Monger, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. So you had one of the first breaking news stories that I was aware of last night on this shooting in Vestavia Hills. Can you just start from scratch and sort of tell everybody what we know and what you're reporting and investigating and found?
Sure. So I was made aware of it. My editor sent me a release from the Vestavia Hills Police Department saying that they had gotten a call about a shooter. And so I immediately hopped on it, seeing what I could find, made some phone calls, and it was pouring in even until about 9 o'clock last night, where they were having these the Captain Shane Ware with the Vestavia Hills Police Department was having these press conferences. And at that point, he announced that there had been three people shot, and one was pronounced dead at the scene, and two were at the hospital. Well, unfortunately, this morning it was revealed that, you know, one of the other wounded had died. And then about an hour ago, we just got word that the third person had died, unfortunately.
Oh.
And so all that they've revealed as of now for the shooter is that he was a 71-year-old white male who was a regular attendee at that church. I wasn't able to get clarification as to how regular, what that meant. But they just said he was a regular attendee who sat down and at some point in the evening just produced a handgun and started shooting, shot three people. One was 84. That was Walter Rainey. Sarah Yeager was 75. And the one that just recently passed away was 84 from Hoover. They haven't released her name. The family doesn't want it released. So it was supposed to be at a Boomer's potluck. So obviously a tongue-in-cheek reference to the age of the attendees. That's why everyone is as old as they are. And as of right now, I don't think they've announced the name of the shooter. I'm checking. I'm trying to get updates as often as I can.
Yeah.
But that's where we are as of right now.
Wow. And you know, I saw one report and first of all, let's back up a second. That's tragic. And how unusual it feels like to see that the shooter is a 71-year-old male. I mean, that doesn't fit the trends, if you will, that we've been seeing in the media.
No, and that was what was so bizarre about it. And another thing that was bizarre is at the press conference this morning, a reporter asked a question, and apparently she had heard some form of radio communique between law enforcement last night that gave her the impression that they were aware or familiar with the shooter because they had his the make and model of his vehicle, and they also knew his address sort of offhand. At least that's what she intimated. And, you know, the police were a little furtive with what information they were giving, saying it's still ongoing, et cetera, et cetera. But the age, they weren't talking about motive either. So the age is obviously very, very strange.
Yeah, no kidding. And that would be interesting to find out that he was somebody who was on their radar. And for that, maybe there was some prior history of violent behavior. But let me ask you, you know, in looking at this thing as it develops right now, I saw one report somewhere that said that the shooter was actually subdued by a parishioner. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, that's what the police said. He was subdued by a parishioner, and they didn't give his name. But obviously, Captain Ware was called the guy a hero. Said that he helped. I mean, he was critical in stopping the violence. So I don't know if that means that I don't know if that means that he was attempting to shoot more people and then he was subdued. But one way or another, whoever it was, they obviously acted very quickly and very bravely.
Well, so this guy, the shooter, we don't know anything as to whether or not he was in legal possession of a firearm. We don't know anything like that at all.
No, we don't, because they haven't at least filed the criminal warrant at this point. They're not releasing the name, and so we don't know anything. All we know is that it was a handgun and that he had it. Of course, once his name is released, then I'll be able to see criminal history, be able to see if he was legally allowed to have a firearm, and I'm sure the police will be doing their own investigation on that, but that's not being released at this point.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, anything else that we need to know or understand from this, Craig, that you haven't told us yet?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I will say that, you know, the people that have publicly commented on it have obviously given their heartfelt support, their condolences, and it's just been a positive show generally from leadership in the state, of support, and, you know, not politicizing it, but just really trying to support this community. That's obviously, this tragic thing happens unexpectedly, and it's been good to see.
Yeah, it is good to see. I agree with that. And you know, I've chosen on my show today just to talk about the incident and to not go down the road of, you know, the political side or the fallout that could occur. But I think what we're going to, I would bet, Craig, and this is just Phil talking right now, but I bet what's going to wind up happening is we're going to find out that he was in legal possession of the firearm, maybe even had a concealed carry permit. I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to be outlandish. And I would not be a bit surprised to find out that there wasn't some trigger within a relationship within that room. But that's all speculation on my part. I don't know anything. I'm just saying that the circumstances surrounding this are so unusual. I mean, he's sitting there peacefully in the room as a known entity and a frequenting parishioner of the church himself at a gathering for a potluck dinner. This is not a normal setting, and he's 71 years old. This is not a normal setting.
Yeah, and that is the thing. With how unstereotypical this is, it is nearly impossible to accurately speculate on motive, you know, just the condition. It's completely not anything that we're used to seeing where we can sort of have a prediction based on a pattern. There's nothing like that here.
Well, totally agree. And I appreciate the fact, I tell my listeners all the time, you guys don't engage in speculation or skew and spew within your story writing. Reporting the straight news is what y'all do. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We certainly try.
All right, Craig Monger, 1819 News. Appreciate you making time for us today. And if you hear anything new, send me a text or call back in, okay?
You got it, Phil. Have a good one.
All right, take care, man. All right, listen, that's the storyline right now. And it's really something. When you stop and look at the setting this was in, the shooter himself was a 71-year-old white male. The victims were all in their 70s and 80s. It's at a potluck dinner at a quiet church in a peaceful neighborhood in what would have to be considered a fairly upscale or upper middle class neighborhood of Birmingham. There are no dynamics here that speak to, you know, racial intolerance. There's nothing there that speaks to violent crime in the area. There's nothing there that speaks to, you know, mental health that we know of yet. But we are going to find more, and as we know more, we'll tell you. Sad story. Pray for the people of Vestavia Hills, and especially for the members of the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills. Just a tough situation. All right, Copper, I tell you what, perfect time to go ahead and take a break. Let's do that. We'll use that break to sort of regroup and come back to number one on the Triple Dipper. I call it the underlying madness. Using our kids as a tool. Why do liberals think that's okay? I don't. I know you don't either. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.